This is you.
Come back tomorrow as a reasonable partner.
This is Spike.
This is bull.
Hey, what up? We're back.
Hey, wow. What's going on?
It's a couple of crazy weeks.
Yeah.
But we're back, man. And it's another fun-filled hour or so, probably, maybe. I don't know.
Hopefully. I'm going to guess 38 minutes.
38 minutes. Okay, we'll see. But we got the final part of the 2000 through 2009 best rock music. So we're going to start at 30. We're basically doing 30 through 1 today. And just to cap it off.
And yeah, it's a good list here from 30 down. It's a little better than the rest of them.
Yeah, these are a lot more songs that I'm familiar with. And, you know, we're both familiar with. So this will be fun. But
except for number 30 for me, but Spike knows about this one, so take it.
Very good album. It's Slipknot, a song called Snuff. Very, very weird video. You look at the music video for that. Very weird. But it's basically almost kind of like a love song, you know. If you love me, let me go. Run away before I know, or something like that, whatever. Really, really good tune, though. It almost seems like it could have been a Stone Sour tune. You know, it's kind of lighter like that.
Oh, that's right, and he was the singer at both, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's got that darkness that Slipknot has in it, you know, that's mingled in there. But then at 30...
29 is the Food Fighters, The Pretender. I've never heard of that.
Man, it's right on the tip of my tongue. I don't remember it.
I probably have heard it before, but I don't know. You know what it reminds me of, though, is that song from the band Cry Wolf. Hey, Pretender, dream your life away.
Oh, you just remind me of Driving Crying. Remember that band?
No. Yeah, I remember the band. I don't remember what they did.
Cry Baby or Cry Me or something like that, or Me Baby or Baby Me. Or
who are you to wave your...
Wrong song. Yeah, I'm waiting for the page. That's how long it took for the page to start up. So we were talking about Pretender.
That's crazy. What's that about?
I think it's got something to do with the search engine or something. The Brave garbage.
Food Fighters.
Yeah, we pull them up. They got hamburgers all over their face. And
oh, yeah, I remember this song, yeah.
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 So, yeah.
This is one of those bands.
It's a good jam.
I feel bad for disliking the Foo Fighters as much as I do. I don't, for some reason, I've not liked the Foo Fighters at all for a long time. And I don't really think that I had much of a reason.
Monkey Wrench, that was one of their first hits. That was a good tune.
Yeah.
Don't wanna be a monkey wrench. Down, 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 down.
But anyway.
Here's one of your favorites.
They do have a lot of good songs. Yeah, right.
You still call me Superman.
Three Doors Down, Kryptonite.
They were a good band. A little bit light for me. You know, I've always been a big metal act, but I would probably like them today more than I did back then.
So, Three Doors Down. What's the other bands that are like them?
Like lighter like that, or you mean just that?
Like about the same style. Maybe Matchbox 20 is like that. And then,
Goo Goo Dolls, maybe-ish.
Yeah, Goo Goo Dolls. So they're
softer, but still some good rocking tunes here and there.
Yeah. Five for Fighting, is that a band that has the same kind of recipe?
Maybe, but I don't know much by that.
I don't really know that either. I'm trying to think. That's the one that we saw in concert not too long ago.
I could have swore I...
Isn't it Superman's Dead? They do that song?
Superman's Dead.
It's hard to remember that song just by that title.
Man, that sounds familiar
now. If I Go Crazy, Then Would You Still Call Me Superman? That's this one, right?
Yeah, that's Kryptonite. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the other one was really good, man.
Superman's dead. That's a kind of a more weird band, right?
Yeah, there.
I remember that song being weird, but I can't.
We saw it in concert, and man, it was really a great show.
Oh wait a minute! I keep opening this one instead.
Superman's dead. That's Our Lady Peace.
Oh yeah, that's a different song then. Yeah, look for 5-4 Fighting. I'm pretty sure that's
Superman. Oh, Superman.
Yeah, right. So that's
it. Maybe it's
This is a dirt road, but yeah. I'm not that night. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm just out to find when they did this song, dude, it was so awesome. They were so good in concert. I'm Only a Bird.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, no, good voice too, man.
Yeah, you
know,
right.
Oh, almost reminds me of.
They did a bunch of songs that we didn't know,
reminds me of Maroon 5 a little bit.
Okay, yeah, right.
A little bit.
Yeah. All right.
And that dude's got a really good voice.
Oh, man. Yeah, he does. I think he. I had this thought in my head that
good falsetto use.
He joked around Adam on Levine. A song. Yeah, Adam Levine. He joked around on a song, one of their most popular songs, where he sounds like that. Right, he had that kind of weird crack in his voice, and then that song hit so hard that he started doing that in all his songs. He started using that voice for his songs. But I could be completely stupid, and that's probably most likely what it is.
She will be loved.
That was what's her name's in that video, I think. I don't know.
But anyway, hopefully that'll be on here. I haven't seen any from that. I really like that song though.
Kryptonite.
No, the other one that we just listened to.
Oh yeah, the Superman.
Right, from 5 for 5.
Did you want me to look for that one? The one you were talking about? Why?
No, that's all right. Our Lady Peace. Yeah, Our Lady Peace is a good band.
Yeah, they're cool. The singer is so unusual, but it's like once you get past that weirdness, it's kind of cool. It's his own thing, you know.
Yeah, right. It's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, they did a lot of good songs too. Starseed.
Thief. Yeah, they had some other good jams for sure.
Yeah, they've already got at least five or six or seven really good songs.
They were more late 90s, weren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe early 2000s, but maybe for a lot of this, they might not be a lot of this. Especially since we haven't seen them yet. But 27 is a good jam, too. A Perfect Circle with Judas.
I can't think of the song, Judith.
It's another good tune with bass.
I remember my wife years ago came home and said that she likes this song, and I can't remember how it went, but we haven't seen it. I mean, have we seen? Damn, man, what the hell? Is the name of that band with Travis Barker as the drummer?
Oh, Blink-182.
Where are you? Yeah. And I'm so hungry.
So sorry.
That Judith. She said she heard a song and she only heard a little bit of it, and she said it sounded like he was saying, "I cannot live, I can't breathe unless Judith's with me." And I'm like, so I looked it up, Judith's with me, and then it found the song, and then I bought it. It's called Miss You.
Great
song, awesome song. And I like how they have two singers in that band too. I mean, I'd like to do a whole show on
two singer bands or something. Yeah,
that's actually a good thing. We could get Prong Linkin in there Park. Too. Remember Prong?
Yeah,
and Linkin Park. And then Blink 182.
Sergio was the singer, and then they got the other dude, the screamer dude.
Oh yeah, right. Holy crap!
Why are we so bored?
Right.
BYOB.
And Alice in Chains.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So. We're hitting that.
But number 27. Again.
I was thinking of a different song.
They had a broad.
This is still a good jam.
Sorry, I keep saying broad. I know Dame don't like it when you call him broad. Just kidding.
I got one too. No, great jam though.
Oh wow! Play a little bit of the singing. You know what?
Jeez.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow, I don't like those lyrics, but...
Yeah, he's not much of a believer, that's for sure.
Well, it could turn or something, but...
Not only that, I thought this could be taking on a different position.
It's not like I felt someone or something like that.
It's not like you killed someone or something like that.
I thought that was Tool.
Same singer.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, when I heard this band, I thought that was Tool.
Yeah,
and I never realized.
Perfect Circle was like a side project of Tool. I think this is just hearsay, so I don't quote me on this, but I think that Maynard was ready to go, and the other guys took so long to make stuff.
Yeah, and he just had
either that or they were all just busy.
I think a lot of
and I think if they didn't do
get that.
I think if they didn't do that, they probably wouldn't have lasted. You know, you got some guys that are on tour for a long time. It's like, you get sick of each other.
Oh, yeah.
You got to have a break. And these guys took 7-year breaks. I mean, they've done 4 albums since, like, the 90s. I'm not even sure. If it might be 3. But it's like 3 years? There are 3 albums within, like, 20 years? Maybe 4? I think their 4th came out.
That's too. What? Perfect Circle or Tool?
Tool.
Okay.
Yeah, Perfect Circle, I think, did 3, and then that was it.
3 albums? Wow.
I think so, yeah. I know at least 2.
I knew. I always liked the singer in A Perfect Circle, and I never thought much of it, but when I did hear that song, I thought that was Tool. I didn't realize it was a different band. That's funny.
Yeah.
So, Linkin Park, One Step Closer.
Number 26.
That's One Step Closer to the Edge, and I'm About to Break.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good song. That's a great song.
Yeah, very good. Awesome band, man. Awesome band. Not many bands came out of that rap rock thing. You know?
Shut up when I'm talking to you.
That's what
he said. Shut up. I'm About to Break.
But not a lot of bands came out of that rap rock thing. And had staying power. They did.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean?
Did,
they were
sure.
All the way right up till... They'd still be doing well now.
That you mentioned Linkin Park in the two-singer band thing, right? That we were saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely a two-singer. That was a very cool. I always love seeing that in a band.
Yeah, for sure. Not crazy about the girl nowadays, since she's not doing...
She's
probably doing
slob.
Just fine, but...
Yeah.
Bring Me to Life.
She tore the whole band up because she, I don't know.
She got a little too full of herself, I think.
Oh, for sure. But, dude.
You know, she turned me off right away because you could call it a super group. I thought it was super. It's basically Guns N' Roses with Scott Weiland, Revolver.
Oh, yeah, right.
It was cool, man. I mean, I didn't think it was something that was like, oh, my gosh, it's amazing. But what they came out with was cool. And it was like a good crossover kind of thing going on.
Yeah, right. That was a great
super group.
They were a great
she was like, I don't see anything great about what they did. But
she said that?
Yeah.
I was like, wow. Because there was like 2 or 3 songs that she had that were good and everything else was hot garbage.
Yeah. I just, when I heard her say that, I'm like, okay, now this broad just completely turned me off.
Her ego got
in the way of.
She totally wrecked the band, Evanescence.
Fired everybody.
And
fired the entire band and retooled.
What the fuck? I mean, I guess I heard some of that, but...
I mean, how full of yourself you gotta be to come up with a band, with a specific band, and then turn your back on all of them?
Yeah, everyone.
Just
and then
because of,
because
you know,
you're the one who matters. Well, how often do you hear about Amy... What the hell is her name? Amy whatever? Nowadays.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But, yeah, that song, Bring
Amy
Me to
Lee?
Life, good song.
Amy Lee or something? Or
yeah, Amy Lee. Yeah, that's it. But you know the one song that I like that I'm so tired of being here, suppressed by all my childish fears.
And
if you have to, it, my immortal.
Oh,
that's an awesome song. If you don't know that song, you got to look it up because that's a great song.
Well, your rendition, I wasn't really.
Yeah, I'm no Amy Lee. Okay, that's for sure.
Her and the dude from Seether.
Yeah.
They did a really good tune together. They probably did more than that. But,
that was the first time I heard.
I love the way you live.
Yeah, that's it. I want to hold you down and punch your cans.
Hold you high and wash your feet. Whatever, I don't know. Hold you high and steal your pain, yeah.
He's a good singer, too. That guy's an awesome singer, too.
Yeah. He redid, at the show that I saw, like I was telling you about, 2003-ish, they redid, him and his band, whatever, Seether, redid a Nirvana tune.
Oh, yeah?
Spot on. Perfect.
Yeah, really?
I mean, he sounded exactly like Cobain. Wow, exactly.
That's something to look into. I'd love to have a band with a Cobain sound alike.
Dude, you know? We could probably find it. Seether covering
It's too bad. It's too bad that Courtney Love had to murder Kurt Cobain. That sucks.
Nirvana. Yeah, Seether. You know you're right.
Why didn't they cover something that's really famous? You know you're
right's a good tune too, though. But they did more than one.
My favorite song from Nirvana.
Heart Shaped Box, Seether. Heart-shaped box. Something in the Way, Nirvana cover. Rape Me. He's got all kinds of them.
Yeah, right.
You may as well be a Nirvana cover band.
Rape Me.
This is, 2017. Dude, back then, he sounded even more like him. You know, but it's not like Kurt Cobain. Cobain's voice was so original that it's not hard to copy.
Well,
it's not hard to copy, really.
My favorite thing that he ever sang was the covers that he did from, like, the Meat Puppets. And also
Lead Belly.
He did a Lake of Fire and a Plateau. Those are the two ones. And there was another one, Oh Me.
Until the 4th of July.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He had a really original voice in that. But then the song, Where Did You Sleep Last Night? That's a Lead Belly song. That was a great. His version is the best version of that song.
And Lead Belly, that's a black dude from way, way back, right? Or am I thinking of somebody else?
No, that was, you're thinking of Sanford and Son.
My daddy's records.
I want my daddy's records.
Well, who's
Hot Belly?
Is it Leadbetter?
Leadbelly.
Oh, maybe it is Leadbelly. There was Lead something. That was a black dude way back.
Blind Melon Chitlin. Blind Mellow Jelly. I think that was Blind Mellow Jelly.
Yeah, that was from the show.
That was in Sanford and Son. But I know there was something. Something from that, but
yeah, I don't remember, but.
Lead Belly is the one that Kurt Cobain said that he goes, here's a song from one of our favorite performers, or he is our favorite. And then he looks at the band and he goes, we like him the best, right? It was funny the way he said it. Do we love him the best? And then they're like, yeah.
In the show?
Yeah, and it was Unplugged, Nirvana Unplugged.
Oh,
I've already bought that CD.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm still
stuck on Sanford. Yeah, I'm like, we like him the best, right? I'm like,
what?
Who in Sanford and Son talk like that? Unless it was the white lady or the one white guy that stopped by every now and then. But 24 was giant for me. Because you got another super group, basically.
Oh, yeah, right.
Two bands colliding and just making one awesome band, Audioslave, Cold Cheese.
That's probably one of my... Damn, sorry. That's one of my favorite super bands.
Such an awesome song, too. I mean, they're all good, but Cold Cheese was such a badass tune.
Yeah, it was awesome, yeah.
Yeah, such a great... Well, I've been watching...
Yeah, his voice is freaking amazing.
Man, I think there's one dude out there that I think does a pretty good... It's his own thing. It's not like he's trying to be another Cornell, but has got a really unique voice like that, is the dude from Ian Thornley, I think is his name. He's the singer of Big Wreck. Great. It was in a band called Thornley, too. It was his own, you know, band in between. Big Wreck was way back when, and then he did Thornley by himself. And then Big Wreck made a return, like 2014-15. Awesome guitarist, number one. And then great singer. On top of that, it's like, dude, this guy, I mean, should have been going places. You know what I mean? They should be a lot more popular than they are.
Some people that I hear sing, and I'm like, good gravy, this is so good. Why are they not...
Huge.
More well known. How come?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've thought back on some stuff, and if somebody that was a sound alike, or if I sounded like him, I would be super famous. But then, it's not always like that.
Yeah,
it's hard to get noticed, you know.
Yeah, and they're. I mean, I don't know. I don't see why it would make any difference, because there's plenty of Canadian artists that are huge, but they're Canadian. You know, the Ian Thornley dude's Canadian.
Yeah.
He talked about coming over. He's like, oh, man, me and my dad went over to the States and saw Bob Seger. Or, oh, no, not Bob Seger, Bruce Springsteen. And he's like, oh, I've always been a big Bruce fan. I'm thinking, you're so much better than Bruce. But
Bruce
it's like,
Spring Cheese.
You like what you like. I mean, it's doesn't
now,
mean you have
came
to be
over
like
and seen
it,
Bob
you know?
Seger, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Bob Seger kicks ass.
Yeah.
So number 23 is The Killers, Mr. Brightside, which... Great song, man.
How does that go? I'm sure
dee-doo,
I know it.
Dee-doo, dee-doo. Coming out of my cage and I'm doing just fine. Gotta be down because I want it all. It started out with a kiss. How did it end up?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds familiar.
I'm Mr. Brightside.
Yeah, no, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
How he strings it all together like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He's a great singer, too. I mean, I know that I've seen that a lot.
Oh, and I need to look into them guys more, because you talked about them in the last show. They got a lot of songs on here. In the past, you know, down to 60s, 70s, whatever, all those way down there. They've had a lot of, the Killers have had a lot of songs on here already.
Yeah, the Killers are especially around that time. I mean, from right after 2000, the Killers were huge. They had a lot of good songs. Their whole album is good. Hot Fuss. The album Hot Fuss is great.
Yeah, you have to remind me of that. I can look it up. But Tool with Schism at 22. 2001. I mean, it's already 22 years old. That's crazy man. That's insane. Geez.
It's funny we both said crazy, man.
I'm trying to think of what album that would be on. 10,000 Days, I thought. I think 10,000.
I don't even know what song it is. I mean, I'm sure if I heard it, I would know it, but Schism?
Yeah.
Tool is a band that has some pretty, some pretty extreme lyrics, sort of.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Extreme opinions in a lot of ways, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I know
this,
you
right?
Piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah. I know you're a piece
of
shit.
Dude, I had no
idea. I know, I completely forgot about that.
If I ever wanted to hear this song, I wouldn't even know how to look for it, because I wouldn't have thought that it was called Schism.
Yeah. No, and I should have known that, too, but I fart around with that at practice a lot.
Yeah, right. That's a great bass line. Yeah, I really like Tool. I think Tool is a great band.
They are.
It's really odd. And remember the album, the CD cover that was...
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's tilted like this and the dude's blowing himself.
Yeah,
that was freaking weird.
They're very weird like that. Yeah. Jeez, where do we leave off here? Another band that I've really liked in the early 2000s, Diary of Jane by Brick and Benjamin.
Yeah, that's a good song, too. He's a great singer, too.
Yeah.
Good gravy, man. We got to stop saying that. I got to come up with a new line.
What is it?
He's a great singer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've said that so many times.
Great singer. It's a great singer.
We need to get a drop of me saying that, so I don't have to say it anymore.
Just as soon as...
I'm not even going to make a joke about it.
It's got to be just great stupid. Singer, because you know, Amy Lee was in there. Great singer.
Damn it. Oh, my gosh.
Breaking Benjamin.
This mouse is so easy to click the button. I accidentally click it more than I mean to click it.
Yeah, you're going to have to jam a little paper underneath there or something, or maybe dip it in some water, see if that slows it down some.
Yeah, Diarrhea Jane is such a good tune, too, man.
Diarrhea of Jane.
Yeah, right. It's exploded and got all over him.
Stunk the whole house up, too.
It's right where it kicks in.
Yeah.
And just that, the way he does these notes is what really attracted me to his voice, right here. I mean, I really pay hard attention to it. I almost get chills.
Oh yeah,
it's just the way he rolls them together. Just something different to me.
I get it, man.
It's not really that crazy original, but the way he does it, it just works well. Works really well.
I used to listen to Pearl Jam. I mean, years and years ago when Pearl Jam first came out. Man, I used to get. It would be like 100 degrees outside, and I'd feel frozen because I had chills listening to his voice. Like, it's just so freaking awesome. So different.
Rearview mirror. That one popped in my head the other day.
Rearview mirror.
No, that towards the end it was. Good on my days, run them and down. You know, towards the end when they're getting the ending of the song.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they got a lot of good songs. So
that's a great one. And the elderly women. Behind the counter in a small town or whatever it was. It's like, yeah, long enough title there. That's a great tune, though.
You know the Dissident? She's
Rotisserie Gold Chicken?
Yeah, right. A friend of ours says she said she liked Rotisserie Gold Chicken. She used to sing that all the time.
Rotisserie Gold Chicken. That guy was a weird one, man.
He's awesome.
It was funny, though.
He's cool. He always sends me pictures of cars or stuff that we used to like.
Yeah, remember your old ride? Looks like your old ride. He would send you stuff like that.
Hey, man, check out this Vette. And it's a Chevette because I had four Chevettes.
That was classic shit.
Yeah. He still does that. He still sends me stuff.
Oh, this is a good one, too. Someone's getting the best
of you.
That's a good tune. Foo Fighters. 2005. My God, would you have guessed that's 18 years ago?
None of these.
No, sorry. Was it 18? Yeah, 2005. 25 would be 20 years ago. So, yeah, that's right. Damn. No, I would not have thought that was 18 years ago.
I still feel so weird about the Foo Fighters. Hey, he's a good singer, you know. I just something happened.
Is it the studio, the 666 studio that he recorded an album in?
I don't know about that.
What? Sound of what was it? I'll look it up here real quick.
You know, when was Disturbed huge? I'm not seeing a lot of Disturbed stuff here.
You count all the death threats. They just screw the pot. I'm surprised too now that I think about it, because I thought they were late 90s, but maybe they were more 2000s.
Yeah,
Studio 666 is a documentary where I think they record a bunch of shit.
Jenna Ortega? Who is that?
C. Ortega. She's from the family that makes the taco shells. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, all right. I don't know.
Well, hey, I like her shells.
Sky Willow is what she plays, maybe, in a movie.
Oh.
Whitney Cummings, Samantha. Kerry King is Krug. Rami Jaffe and Dave Grohl.
So they play themselves in Studio 666.
Studio 666 is a 2022 American horror comedy film. See, I didn't know it was American horror comedy. I thought it was a documentary. So it just shows you how much I know about it. I don't know much about it whatsoever. So people made it sound worse than it was. They made it sound like Dave Grohl recorded in some studio, and it was a total crazy, weird thing, like a satanic thing or something, but it's like, no, it sounds like it was just a movie.
It's horror whatever. Comedy.
Yeah, right, horror comedy. It's Studio 666 trailer, Dave Grohl, Taylor Hawkins. Of course, Taylor Hawkins is dead, but people are always making assumptions about that. Not assumptions, but, you know, theories about it, I guess.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's all over the place.
Well, I think my 38 minutes is going to be wrong here, for sure.
Oh, yeah, geez, wow. Yeah, we need to roll along a little faster here. I'm guilty of that, but bam, best of you. Welcome home. But David Dobbin, what is that? Dave Dobbin?
I have no idea. Welcome home.
You want to look it up?
I think we might have to, because
Diarrhea of Jane, I don't
know. I mean, I messed up when I said Traffic. I don't know any Traffic, but I didn't realize that Traffic had Steve Winwood in it and that he sang the song Dear Mr. Fantasy, which I thought is a very cool song, and he's got a great voice, and I really like that song. I've listened to it probably at least 100 times in the last
Dave Dobbin's 2 weeks. Like an old dude, it looks like. Now where's the Dave Dobbin? It looks like
official music video.
Right. Welcome there, the home, guy in the beginning it. There. That's it. Okay, that was to say that looks like
Ed Gein.
Shit. This is Welcome Home.
You got Ed Gein in the Welcome Home video here. So this would basically be what Ed Gein's band would sound like if he...
Exactly. I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. No idea who that is. Never heard of him. Next!
That's right, man. If Sinatra was here, he'd be off this subject. Slipknot Duality.
It's
number 18.
Crazy. I'll tell you what, just for a snippet.
The band that we were talking about earlier, System of the Down...
I type in Suality, it comes up. Duality. What you were saying, though, what?
System of a Down is what we were talking about earlier, and I was like, I couldn't think of the name, but I kept saying just moved on.
Oh, yeah, I said BYOB.
Yeah.
I push my fingers into my eyes. It's the only
listen to that. That's kind of cool, man. All that, you know, fast rock in the background, and the dude is just basically talking over it.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I forgot how good this tune was, yeah. Yeah, you got to get into more Slipknot, dude. I know.
I every time I hear any bit of it, I like it.
Yeah. Very, very good band.
I've always been very good at making a slip knot, too, with a rope.
Oh, yeah. There's lots of different knots that you can do. They have this one that you pull it from one side, it won't do anything. But you pull it from the other, it just unties, no problem.
That's pretty cool.
It's on YouTube. I saw it somewhere. I'm like, this is, it's borderline amazing. It's how do you make it so it won't do anything from one side, but you pull it from the other side. You ready to tear down, go home. You know, no problem.
There's a lot of really cool knots. It's a trip. I mean, you can do all kinds of...
It's like when you have weight on it, that's what holds it even tighter. You know what I mean?
It's a Persic kind of knot a thing you're talking about. It's like you take a circle of rope and you go around another rope and around, and you have three wraps with one in the middle. You grab that one in the middle, and if you grab onto the knot, you can slide it back and forth.
Oh, but yeah.
If you let go and hook to it, slide it over till it's tight, it'll stay tight because you can't pull it along the rope unless you grab a hold of the knot, then it'll slide. So it's
so weird. It
pulls to the side. Yeah, it's genius. So weird. I mean, yeah, people figure out ways to make stuff like that. It's really cool. Pressec loop.
Duality, yeah.
Another
the
one.
Earlier you get, the weirder they were. But the more you go on, they kind of started to kind of even out to where, which a lot of bands do. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you can only... it's hard for a band to stay at their roots. You know what I mean? What second album's always different. Third album's, you know what I mean? They're always different from... whatever. You get what I mean. Yeah, like Korn. Right. Korn's first album's totally different from their latest.
That's true, yeah. You still know, good, though. I mean, yeah, still great.
Right. Little. But it's like Slipknot. You never hear the
first
way.
Album stuff. I mean, at least the obscure stuff, like...
Yeah, right.
Looking so pretty.
Yeah.
Because people don't want to play that.
Play. I'll be your daddy.
You rape!
No. Yeah.
I feel dirty.
Yeah, that's a creepy ass tune.
Yeah, that's really, I mean, that's, but that got them where they, that got them in, I guess. That got them in, and then they just kicked ass for 25 years.
Yeah.
Korn is awesome. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's another one.
I think 2025 will be 30 years for them, I think.
Wow.
Numb, Linkin Park, 2003.
Great song.
Number 17.
Great band. And then 16, Seven Nation Army from the White Stripes.
Yeah, I've never been a big fan, but it's good stuff. I can say that.
I did say that one. I don't know what the hell the band is, but it's... or I mean, what the song name is, but it's boom, ba-da-da-da-da. And then he's just like talking. I kind of like that. I like the dirty guitar in there.
Yeah,
it's just such a sloppy song. And we did look it up.
You
on
pointed
another,
it out
on another
last
show. Yeah.
Part two, I think was.
Yeah, that was a good song. I liked it.
And it is. He's got a lot of really good stuff, and it's. I noticed a lot of his stuff is in movies that I've seen, but I didn't know it was him.
Yeah,
you know, or you know, I didn't know it was White Stripes at all. But Last Resort, Papa Roach, I think it's a great tune.
Yeah, Papa Roach, they were, I don't think they hit as hard as they should have.
Yeah, they got a pretty good underground following.
Yeah, I guess that was, man, Papa Roach might have been, nah, that, what was the...
Suffocation, no breathing.
Yeah, right.
Cut my life into pieces, this is my last resort.
Joe hated these guys because he said that sounded like Iron Maiden. There is that progression is something that's in an Iron Maiden tune.
Oh, you know, people,
but you can't steal that because that's a very common progression.
I mean, I get it.
It goes
though.
Right with a scale, so it's kind of hard not to. But at the same time, I kind of get where he's coming from.
I have a problem with people saying, "Oh, they ripped off blah blah." It's, I mean, you have an influence. You know that you're gonna sound a little bit like that influence.
Yeah, right.
So if you're influenced by a lot of different bands, you might not sound a lot like one band, but you're gonna sound a little like a lot of bands. So your stuff is gonna overlap a little bit here and there. I mean, unless you're blatantly robbing something, and I get it. Joe's he's got an ear, you know.
He loves Maiden too. I mean, he's a
I like Iron Maiden. I don't really love Iron Maiden, but I like Bruce Dickinson's voice is ridiculously awesome.
Yeah.
At least in its prime, you know.
Yeah. I wouldn't imagine he's falling too far off, but another good song by these guys, Broken Home.
Oh yeah, right.
The guitar player did a really good job because they had just one guitar, one bass. You know, bass player did a nice job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good jam, you know, and the lyrics may get you thinking a little bit.
Yeah, if you're not listening to the lyrics and watching the video, though, I think it kind of seems like it's not really going somewhere for a little while, and then it starts to, you know, make more sense or something, or it starts to go somewhere because It just seems like not a lot.
I skipped around a bit, too. Yeah. It probably didn't lead you, lead you very well.
Maybe you skipped to some slower parts three times in a row, so it just seemed like there was a lot of that. So, yeah. But, yeah, I used to like that song. I just haven't heard it in so long.
Yeah, no, it's... Yeah, I didn't... I skipped around because I don't want to...
You might as well look up the next one, because we're going to want to see that.
It's going to be edited, but edited anyway, but I didn't want to play too much of it. That's why you probably didn't hear it correctly, I guess.
Kings of Leon.
Now, where's Leon?
He's the king, man.
If they're the kings of it, then where's Leon located?
Oh, actually, it's right near Larry, Connecticut. Oh, yeah. Want to use...
Oh,
it's a great song. Okay, yeah, I thought this was somebody else too, or maybe not. You know that
he almost looks like a rejected version of Leonardo DiCaprio.
maybe.
See, it's funny because you hear the song title "Use Somebody," you think like "Use and Abuse," and then in here. You need somebody.
Yeah, right.
So I could use somebody.
Yeah, I could use it, right.
Yeah. So it's not really what you think.
So, yeah, but I really like this song. And yeah, I really like this guy's voice.
He's got an
awesome voice. It's raspy and weathered and battered and torn and beaten and shit in. Oh, sorry.
Jeez.
That was not a good
yeah, he could definitely use somebody after all that abuse.
Yeah, he could use somebody to wash his mouth out.
Oh, you know, you made me think about something earlier.
Someone with mouthwash.
Do you remember the character Ichabod Crane?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that dude? I know he was some character of a book or something, I think. Well, I ran into his cousin the other day.
Oh.
Overhead Crane? You ever run into an Overhead Crane?
Well...
Where you grab the piece, whatever you're craning up, whatever, that piece that hangs down, it doesn't care about you. It will not move. It will not warn you. Hey, you're going to run into me. It doesn't care about you. You go head first into one of those, which I didn't do that the other day. I did it years ago.
Oh, I ran into something not too long ago.
I ran into, it's like running into a cement wall.
Oh, yeah, right.
It does not, like I say, it's just not the
hook, right?
Care
the big
about
thing
you.
With the giant hook.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't care about your feelings, your family.
Doesn't care if you're going to get home tonight.
It has no remorse whatsoever. But, Ichabod Crane.
Do you know Ichabod Crane? Like, what's he going with this?
Well, I ran into his cousin, Overhead
Crane. Yeah, Overhead
Crane. Yeah, my name's Overhead.
He's dangerous.
Yeah, it's my cousin here, Ichabod. But, "You Were Something About Flex" by Blindspot.
We might as well look this up because we kept on glossing over Blind Spot before that they were on a thing. And we'll probably be like, oh, wow, I do like this song.
Blind Spot. Sublime.
It's Sublime Spot.
Yeah.
Wait, the car is backwards. Dude,
I have no idea.
I can't. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard this band at all. I mean, that's really weird that there would be a band that was that big. I mean, we're down to what? We're down to the top 15 right now.
Yeah, this is very Spanish sounding, right? Am I right?
Yeah, right.
But it's a very white dude singing it, which almost sounds weird to me. Which I guess is kind of a cool mix.
Right.
Mixture, whatever,
it's a little Sublime-y.
Yeah, but weird. I mean,
I wonder if he practices Santeria. I'm kidding.
I bet he doesn't have a crystal ball.
Oh, he might have had $1 million, but then he'd spend it all.
I bet his dad had something for his punk ass. by the way, Red Hot Chili Peppers. By the way, I tried to say I'll poke you.
That's a good song. Waiting for.
Yeah, man, great band.
What
I mean, they're timeless.
I know.
You go all the way back to the 90s and go to today.
I used to really like Red Hot Chili Peppers until Under the Bridge, and I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Because I was time to play I love. I just hated that song. I hated
make it.
Make
it sound so retarded.
I know. I did that on purpose.
Take me all the way.
But if you look at the lyrics, I saw an Instagram under thing. I think I sent it to you. You look at the lyrics, and it was like Hollywood situation.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that girl Californication. Describes it all or whatever. Yeah.
If you look at the lyrics for Californication, it's like, holy crap. Crazy. These guys... Yeah.
They dug up, like, is there, like, six conspiracies in that whole thing?
There's a lot, dude. And none of them are really conspiracies anymore because all the conspiracy theories are now proven fact. So if you're like, this is a conspiracy theory, it's probably back up a little bit because it's not going to be for long.
Conspiracy theory, is from what I understand, is a term that was coined by the CIA. To point out people that are talking about stuff they don't want them to talk about or whatever.
Oh.
So they make them look like nuts.
Oh, yeah, right. That's even, I saw a thing with Nancy Pelosi that said, she was saying, we bait them, we get them to say something, and then we concentrate on what they said and make fun of them. And all this, and I was like, whatever. I hate politics.
She's blatant and open about it. And then what is her husband doing? Some crazy shit with some dude, and then somebody catches the dude or something or whatever, and then the dude takes a hammer to him or something like that. It's like that whole thing was nothing but lies. It was a distraction. Whatever. They were caught in a distraction is all it was.
Sure, it was because insider trading or some crap. Anyway. So, Nickelback, remind me.
This is how you remind me.
It's a good song, good band.
Yeah. Very, it's good and it's well done, but it's very, very commercial. I mean, and that's what made them so huge. It was, you could use any of their material. It's all safe. You can use any of their material in a movie, and you know, it's all very safe. You know, but another Canadian dude, I believe, Chad Kroeger. I kind of wonder if he's related to the Kroeger family of grocery stores.
Yeah, you think he shops there? We're like, what are you doing at Kroger?
Like, he's like, no,
my
no.
name, mother.
He's like, guys, I only shop at Chatham.
Is it because your name is Chad? So there we go. Oh,
no one knows
from the Queens of Stone Age. That's
a cool jam.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
I love the way that dude sings.
And yeah, this guy is an awesome singer. I changed it. I didn't say he had a great voice.
He was in another band, and I can't think of it. I can't think of the name of the band that he was in. It's a more obscure alternative band that he was in.
Yeah.
Man, this is a great...
Yeah, get to the chorus, dude.
Always get working a little higher with it.
Yeah.
When we get these pills to swallow...
Indeed a fool am I. I would have never thought that was the words.
Indeed a fool. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Cool voice, man. Down with the Sickness, of course.
Great. Yeah.
And that was a first album, right? Because it says 2000, so
yeah,
I was thinking late 90s, but 2000s.
Yeah, right. That's what I was thinking,
too.
It's
like they just jumped in right at the right point, I guess. Not the right point, but...
Yeah, that's another song that I listen to. I mean, almost every day I listen to part of the song... Down with the Sickness, because when I get home from work, I'll go on YouTube and I'll pull up some music. Usually it's Eddie Van Halen, like Van Halen live, him doing 316, that 316, that song. I played you the
Austin 316.
No,
sorry.
It's the guitar.
Oh, that
song, and then.
Man, that sounds so cool.
I know. I figured out that that's the actual song that they have.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And then Traffic. So I listened to Van Halen. Oh, you're going on to Traffic. And then I listened to Korn doing that one, those one parts of the song.
Yeah.
Remember, I was obsessed with that a while, but I still listen to that.
And you've then, heard it without, right?
And then the
voices in my head.
Yeah, right. Look at the page. So, and then the other one where he's, Daddy, what else did you leave for me? Oh! You know, I listened to that part, then the other part.
Yeah.
And then a couple other songs. When I get home from work, I'll just poke around on YouTube. I don't know. I try not to stay up too late because I need to get more sleep, but,
zone out.
So yeah, I'll
busy day and you zone out.
I'll hear something. I'll be like, hey, I feel like listening to that song, and I'll listen to certain parts of songs, and then after I listen to those things, I get relaxed, and then I start wanting to go to bed.
Now I don't get it. Tribute? What is that? I mean, Tenacious D has some funny songs. They're mostly funny, but
I can't take a comedy band seriously. I just can't.
I don't think of them as like a rock band or anything. There's
what was
like
it called again?
Tribute.
It might be pretty cool and funny or whatever, but it's like,
you want to walk away from your headphones and in my hard rock.
We was hitchhiking down.
In the world, or I'll eat yourself.
Oh, that's Dave Grohl. Dave Grohl played that.
Really?
I just heard about this the other day.
We looked at each other, and we said, okay, and we played.
And of course, this is weird.
This is way worse than the song, like Wonder Boy. The song Wonder Boy actually is a decent song.
Yeah.
And it's funny. And then also the song.
Yeah, I don't. Sorry.
This is hot fucking garbage. Yeah, this is stupid.
I know. This lost me.
Go back and play like just a little bit of Wonder Boy. That has nice guitar. The singing is good. And
look at him
story.
Here. See him right there? Look at him right here. It's been a lot of years. My gosh, he's huge. He's all beard. This is 2022. This is a tribute in 2022. But no, we wanted to see... Maybe that's why
Wonder
he doesn't
Boy.
Act anymore. Oh, the Pick of Destiny. I think it's probably where that came from. Remember the Pick of Destiny? Well, that was the movie, but the Satan part in the movie or whatever.
Yeah, right.
The whole half of that movie had Satan in it, but...
Yeah, I don't know. That was pretty ridiculous. It was not...
I think that's him there again. No.
that's him next
okay.
to
What did you say, Wonder Boy? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny, Wonder Boy, and they've had Wonder Boy in UFC. Thompson, Wonder Boy Thompson, Stephen Wonder Boy Thompson.
Oh, okay.
Really, really good karate dude.
Yeah.
I
was just watching a bunch of stuff on Patty.
I should find it for you.
Sean O'Malley. That's who it was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's had some really good, cool performances.
Man, he knocking out people left and right.
His last fight was crazy. He won the belt.
At the end of the song, he says, "Bring out your broadsword. There's the Hydra. Slice his nuts and grab his scrote."
Jeez.
You take the high road. I'll take the low. Now you gotta find that part so I don't sound stupid. Here, right here, and we'll fly. Bring out your broadsword.
Slice his throat?
They're wrong. It said slice his nuts. I don't give a shit what anybody says. And take it. Yeah, slice his throat.
Hello.
Yeah. And then he says, there, the crevasse. Fill it with your mighty juice. It's a little innuendo there.
Yeah, right.
But it's pretty funny. And then there's another song that they do called Fuck Her Gently. You don't.
always have to fuck her hard.
I think I've heard that.
Sometimes that's not nice.
And, like, that's the thing. I can't take, like, if I have a serious list, I can't add a joke band to it. I just can't.
No, right. And there's a few here that should not be in here. Obviously, Tenacious D should not be in this. And then what was that other one that we saw that we looked it up and we're like, what the hell is this?
Sex or the on old Fire. Man. Isn't that the one you mentioned?
Sex on Fire is Kings of Leon. That's
I was just saying that one's next. But I was just thinking to myself, you mentioned that song already. I think we played it. Not realizing it was right
it
here.
It was in here, yeah.
It was in the list.
That's that hit pretty hard. That was a big song. So now it's starting to look like more of a countdown, except for another fucking blind spot.
Yeah. I know, at number three, this can't be, you know, in order.
Okay, so Tribute, Tenacious D, Hot Garbage, not worth the list. Sex on Fire, Kings of Leon. Definitely worth being on the list. And then Chop Suey from System of a Down. Great song.
Why, they always send a pour, right?
No, it's... No.
Why I always confuse them.
Yeah, I do too.
Chop Suey, is it Chop Suey or...
makeup.
Yeah, okay. Why'd you leave the keys on the table? That's Chop Suey, right?
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
And Like a Stone, Audio Slave, here we go.
Awesome song.
Huge, awesome
Amazing.
Tune.
All their songs are awesome.
Yeah.
Audio Slave is just... Tom Morello needed something to do, and man, he did it.
Iconic band.
Tom Morello's awesome. So is Chris Cornell.
Chris Cornell, yeah.
Jeez. And then this song, All of My Life. I don't know if I've ever heard that song from the Food Fighters. Maybe they've been doing it all their life.
All my life, I got nothing to hide. No, I don't know.
That's probably it. This is not the Food Fighters. There it is. It is.
It is.
I like this song.
Yeah, it is. Especially when they kick in.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, very cool, man. Very cool. 14 years.
Right, on to the next one.
Yeah. Duh. 14 years ago this was uploaded, so it's at least more than that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. And look at how young he looks, too. Doesn't he look young in here?
There are seven deadly sins.
Captain. There are seven deadly sins, Captain. Gluttony. Greed.
Sloth.
Sloth.
Wrath. Pride. Lust.
Coleslaw.
And envy.
Fried chicken. That's a joke we had. Where some of the seven deadly sins were food items. Sloth. Rolls. Chicken. Gravy.
I can do that's hilarious because from the movie Seven, you know, he's like he names off all the deadly sins,
but they're all food items. There are seven deadly menu items, Captain.
Why did you keep saying Captain? Did he say that in the movie? Because I don't remember hearing that.
There's
in the
seven
song.
Deadly sins, Captain. I thought for sure he said Captain.
You should play that
might
song.
Be like, do you have... Yeah, you got it backwards, cuz. I think that might be one of those things where cuz was never in there, but it just sounded good.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that was hilarious.
There's seven deadly sins, Captain. Sloth.
Rolls.
Rolls.
Gravy.
Yeah, there were grits. Fried chicken. But yeah, it was hilarious at the time, but...
Oh, I never heard you say talk about that.
That was a total band thing. That's
yeah.
Because we were listening in the studio so much when we recorded it.
Yeah.
We our stupid brains were just running with shit. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, right. But so anyway, if you guys need some background, Spike was in a band that did.
It even says it right there. Seven Deadly Sins Captain comes up too.
Yeah.
Scene. Let me see.
They did a song called Seven.
There are seven deadly sins, Captain.
Oh, yeah.
This was found on the wall behind the refrigerator. Your piece of emergency. Out of hell, leads up to
the early enemy? I didn't know he was in here.
Paradise Lost. All right, I'm confused. It means that this is beginning. This was found behind the same refrigerator.
Gluttony?
Written in Greece. There are seven deadly sins, Captain.
Roll.
Greed.
I forgot what greed was.
Wrath. Pride. Lust.
Pride.
And envy.
And gravy. Envy was gravy. Pride was fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken. Yeah, it got pretty stupid, but
that's too funny. I can just imagine you guys, man.
Like a stone. All my life.
Oh yeah,
I got nothing to hide. Yeah, we went. But
so how do we get to seven? I guess there was a band. Yeah, there's a band with a song called Seven. So again,
we ran through all that. That was a major dirt road right there.
Yeah, right. It was a fun dirt road.
I was right. This is going to be an hour. This is just over an hour. So
yeah.
Nil by mouth, blind spot. Here we go again. I don't want
to
put it on.
It's going to
be Spanish with a white singer.
Yeah.
It's going to be a Gloria Estefan band, but it's going to be Gloria Smith. Whatever sense that makes, but in the end, number two, in the end, Linkin Park.
Yeah, that's awesome. Great song. Yeah. Everybody I know likes that song.
I mean, I could go on. We could do a whole show on Linkin Park, man. Just the front to back, the catalog. I mean, that they put out. The chancy albums that they put out where people were like, what the heck was this? But it was so much different from the previous album that. But it still did really well. People were thinking, I mean, this is not going to do well. But it still did really well. They had a loving fans, man. Their fans loved them for sure. But
yeah.
And then number one is Tool, the Pot.
Now we played some of this earlier, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Who
weird.
Who are you to wave
your finger?
It must have been out of your head.
Seven deadly sins.
Yeah.
Slaw.
Yes. Slaw was definitely one of them, dude. That was great.
Oh, man. Tony
was the same way.
The funny,
Tony just cracking up.
The thing that, the thing about it was just, I could totally picture you guys doing that.
Yeah, Rolls was never involved. I said Rolls because I can't think of a lot of them.
Yeah,
it's something that was that funny. But
Wrath, what would Wrath be?
We recorded that. Recorded a lot of that. It was like 2005, 2006.
We should play. A long time play the original version of Seven and just play it because it's yours. I mean, it's not like somebody's going to sue you for content.
Well, I don't have it on here anywhere.
I got
not
it.
That I know.
I got
of.
It on my in my list of MP3s. Although I've switched three hard drives and lost one of them, and so.
I don't think I have any music on here. My music, I think I moved to my hard drive. I think. I'm not 100% sure on that, actually. Oh, this is what I was thinking of for the Judith tune. This is the actual song I was thinking of. It's Thinking of You. I'm like, it's another cool one that starts out with cool bass, but... Anyway, it's a great tune, but that's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, I like that band a lot more than I thought I did.
But yeah, let's get the hell out of here, man. We've been here long enough.
We're taking up everybody's time.
Yeah, we bored the hell out of you guys for this week. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, make a comment. if the dirt roads bother you, let us know.
Yeah, and if they do, it doesn't matter because we won't change.
I was
going to
say, I don't think we can change.
Just kidding. All jokes aside, but hopefully you guys got something out of it. The background noise is not too bad. And,
take care.
See you next week.
This is Shu.
Mind and body strong now, Grasshopper.
And this is Spike.
You can't hold this water, boy.